Joining us this morning is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean from Boston with some interesting news on how marijuana shops are dealing with state tax collectors. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
Well, it's not just medical and recreational shops that we're talking about, actually. There's like an emerging industry around growing and manufacturing marijuana here in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So is Massachusetts getting the state, I mean, is it getting what it wants out of these enterprises in terms of fees and taxes?
Yes and no. There was a lot of estimation going on about how many businesses would be up and running this time, based on that 2-year lag time between when voters approved it in 2016 and really just now when we got about a dozen or so shops open. The state anticipated a lot more shops being open, therefore a lot more tax money coming in. That hasn't really happened yet because of that very slow, very cautious rollout that the Cannabis Control Commission put forward. That has been pretty successful, I think a lot of people would say. The other side of that is that yes, they are collecting the taxes from those existing companies, and those licensed companies are paying all of their pretty exorbitant sales taxes. It can be upwards of 25% depending on the municipality the shop is located in. The funny thing that I was made aware of, or I found out, is that every single one of these marijuana businesses is using a bank. They are electronically paying their taxes, which is something that no one really anticipated because we thought that there would be such a conflict with federal regulations that no bank would dare do business with a marijuana business. But that's simply not the case.
Wow, that is really interesting. I mean, state officials even thought that they might be getting cash payments for taxes. Isn't that right?
They did. They set up a whole system for cash. There's a lot of security concerns. Obviously, if you're paying 25% taxes into the state, there are a lot of concerns about how to process all that cash. The shops themselves are still pretty much cash only. But as I found out, a number of these businesses are doing business with banks. And one such one is, in Gardner, Mass., the GFA Federal Credit Union. They announced back in September that they were willing to take the dive. They were going to get into this business, and they attracted a number of people. And I talked to their president about why she thought that was a good idea.
And can you summarize what she said?
Of course. You know, she said that even though it's illegal at the federal level and they have kind of a dichotomy between the state, there's obviously concerns about financial institutions getting involved. However, she told me that it's just good business and that a lot of banks are very interested in pursuing this business. They charge for a business account, but they charge a heck of a lot more for a marijuana business account because of that liability, because of cash handling, things like that. And so it looks like there hasn't been any federal, interference, if you want to call it that so far, and this has been fairly successful.
So how is the state planning to use this money? You and I have talked a lot about education funding. That's been a big topic since the legislature went back into session. Is funding from the marijuana industry being eyed to help with that?
Well, like I said at the top here, there aren't that many operating businesses that are paying into the system. I think there's only about $6.5 million that's come in so far. So it hasn't made a dent yet. It will next year and the next year and the next year. There's obviously a lag time as to when the state can collect and then spend. But education funding is being eyed in a big, big way here. We talk a lot about that Chapter 70 formula. That is how school districts get paid by the state, being woefully out of date. And it looks like, there was a hearing recently here on Beacon Hill to air out all of the different plans and ideas. And if anything is clear, it's that Democratic leaders on Beacon Hill and even Republican Governor Charlie Baker, to a certain extent, want to tackle education funding this session, if not this calendar year.
And that's Mike Dean, WCAI's State House reporter. Mike, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.